You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 214. And today we're going to discover how technology can help you build real human connection. So let's get started. Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Get ready to ramp up your revenue, amplify your impact, and make your mark in the world. This is the show for experts, thought leaders, and service professionals who want to shatter their limits and achieve that next level. You're going to find out from other experts and influencers how they made it. Now, let's get amplified. Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs, business leaders. It's your host, authority amplifier, and profit catalyst, Melanie Benson. You know, I'm really intrigued by this concept that we're going to talk about today, especially because so many of us have had to transform how we build human connection right now. Most of the world is in some kind of a restricted social capacity. I know here in LA, we've been locked down for quite some time. Don't see an end to that anytime soon. And humans are hungry for connection. And interestingly enough, as 2020 closed and we moved into 2021, I saw a really extraordinary platform emerge. I'm really excited about it. It's a hot, fast-growing platform. We've been talking all about it in Amplify Inner Circle. I've been sharing resources in Amplify Your Authority, which is our free Facebook community. And I have to say, like, there's still a lot of people having big questions about it. There's still a lot of lack of clarity about how we can use platforms like this to build real connection. So our guest today is going to share her insights, but I also want to personally invite you into the Amplify Your Authority community. This is our free community. And so I'm going to be doing a training in the Amplify Inner Circle on how to tap into the momentum of a community like Clubhouse to grow your authority and position your influence. It's a really powerful platform that's emerging right now, and it's a little tricky. Like, not everybody can get in yet, so it's creating all these questions. But if you really want to build authority in your business, this is the time to do it. So if you are a member of our paid program, Amplify Inner Circle, you will get access to this special bonus training. If you are not and you're part of our Facebook group, I'm still going to be sharing some little insights and tips along the way. So make sure you join the community that's right for you this time. And I'll link up URL to both of those groups in the show notes. But here's the URLs just to make it super easy. AmplifyInnerCircle.com if you're really looking to up your game and take your business to the next level. And if you're just looking for insights on how to amplify your authority and your influence in the world, please feel free to join our free group at AuthorityAmplifiers.com. Now, let me introduce my really extraordinary guest today. Well, welcome back, Amplifiers. We're talking today about technology, but not just any kind of technology. Let's talk about how we bring our digital presence to life and build real human connections. I'm excited to introduce you to Brandi Bernoski. She's a digital strategist, a website developer, and founder of Alchemy and AIM and North Star Sites, companies that actually help entrepreneurs and business owners elevate their online presence, enhance their digital experience, and embrace their authentic online selves with what she calls their fifth dimensionality. I had to think about that for a second because I thought we were talking about another thing. What she calls their fifth dimensionality, or the extension of themselves into the digital world. She's an advocate for using technology in ways that humanize, connect, and serve people, as well as asking for deeper philosophical questions and teaching others to think more broadly about impact when they create, particularly in STEAM fields. So, Brandi, thanks for joining me today. And I'm really excited to talk about this because it's such a unique way to think about our digital footprint that we're living in the world, right? This online presence that so many people now have to have in order to showcase their work with the world.
Yeah. And thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to chat with you about this because it's, you know, it's funny, websites along, you know, when they first were getting, I guess, up in the 90s. I mean, I remember the first GeoCity sites and like dialing in via AOL with a modem connection that you had to wait for. And they were just kind of like these things out there. They were more like informational. And we've, you know, in the past 30 years, we've brought so much of ourselves into the internet and onto our websites. And it really becomes a point of connection for so many people, that first moment where they get to know you or get to know you a little bit better. Maybe they've heard you on a podcast or seen a video and they're diving in a little bit deeper. And so I really like to think it not just as another kind of like, let's dump some information on people who are visiting, but like, how do we better connect with them?
I think that's something that a lot of really heart-based, soulful entrepreneurs, many of them are attracted to the work I do in the Amplify community. So it's not shocking that they think these technologies, these online experiences create disconnect. And I'm really, really curious about how you've come to find ways to actually feel more connected in these websites and digital presences.
So one thing that I think is really important is to choose your platforms wisely. So let's say, you know, like I know when I first started blogging, because that's actually how I got into this whole thing. I was a blogger, like taught myself to code. I had a little bit of background in order to make that possible, but really taught myself to code and was just emailing and, you know, speaking to people and blogging online. And there was a lot of pressure to do all of the social media platforms. Like if you had a blog, you should have a Twitter account and an Instagram account and a Facebook account and a Google Plus account and a Tumblr account and so on and so forth. And that becomes really overwhelming. I think that's part of where the disconnect often happens, is that people think that they have to do it all, or they think that they have to do it a certain way. And that's not the truth. You don't have to do it all. You have to do the things that you like. And sometimes you have to do a few things maybe you don't like too, but you don't have to take on so much that you don't like. And I think the same is true of like websites and business. And for me, those two things are really, really intrinsically connected. Sometimes I feel like more of a business coach, because I will start talking to someone about a website and we discover that they hate the way the business is set up. And I'm not going to build them a website for a business that they don't love and that they don't like the way it's set up. So sometimes we have to re-strategize and think a little differently. And I think that's, you know, that's so often the case, is that it's about choosing the platforms wisely, but really making sure that all the business decisions you make are business decisions that really truly feel good to you and that allow you to feel like you are putting your best self out there into the world.
Yeah, I think that's really well said, because I think a lot of people do what they think they should do, and then they end up feeling so disconnected from their presence. I know I had a version of my website about 10 years ago that I got talked into, because the mentor I was working with at the time was really clear that there was a certain brand and a certain way and a certain color scheme. And I remember thinking like, I don't like this. You know, it's like, this does not feel like me. And so, yeah, like trusting that and really recognizing how valuable it is to have resources and a guide who understands the value of that authenticity. It's really important. You've mentioned in our conversation before we got on and started the recording that there's a big difference in the way you look at things. And you see this distinction between a digital experience that people would create versus a digital presence. Maybe unpack that a little bit and tell us why this is so important if we're considering creating a new website or some kind of new digital presence right now.
Yeah. And so digital presence is become kind of like the thing. It's been around for years. It's like, if you have a business, you have to have a website. This is going to be shocking to say, but I don't think that's true. I think you can have a business without a website. I think a website supports a business, but there have been times I've had clients come to me who are just starting their businesses, like haven't even had a client yet. In which case I will tell them, go get 5 clients first, start doing the work, you know, start doing the work. Then we can build you a website. What's great about that is, rather than build just a presence, just a, you know, a page that's like, hi, my name is Brandy and I'm a website developer and this is what I do. Once you have the clients, you can instead start talking to them. And I think that is the biggest kind of switch between just a presence versus an experience. When you are talking about yourself, that's having a digital presence. When you start talking to your ideal clients, that's the beginning of building a digital experience. And that is going to weave through different platforms, different technology. It's about the moments of interaction that you have with a client, even if you don't exactly have those interactions yourself. So it's like speaking to a client on the website, then if they go to a scheduling form with you, what's the language around that? What does it look like? What's the confirmation message? Does it have your flair and, you know, your gentle voice or your spunkiness to it? It's just extending what you might do with someone in person throughout the experience that you're building for them, you know, because that's what it is that's all leading up to potentially a real life conversation with someone. And I really like to think of, you know, a website as like an opportunity to gather the data you need to have an even deeper real life conversation with someone. I don't want to spend my time asking someone, do you have a website already? What's your current website URL? You know, do you have a budget set aside? I have a form for that. I want to have the deep conversations about what they're looking to accomplish and what does success look like to them overall so that we can weave the website into that. But I'm utilizing technology and, you know, using the language of actually talking to people in every step of the journey, not just talking about myself or my team or what my company does.
So this is making me really curious if you've found that there are certain things that you help someone put into place in their digital experience, their digital presence, whichever you connect with, mm-hmm. that has made a difference in that really helping them, you know, attract more clients. Because I think for a lot of the people that listen to Amplifier Success, that's really where the rubber hits the road when it comes to a website. It's more than having a pretty website. It's, do you have an effective website that yes. actually attracts and converts people into prospects?
So the number one really simplest thing is having a clear call to action, whether it's scheduling a call with you or making a purchase, whatever it is. It is, sometimes we are so caught up in like all of the cool things we can offer and all the stuff that we can do that we end up feeling like we've, you know, it's like 16 offerings and people don't know what to choose. Just having a very solid, like if there's one thing on the site that they do, what do you want them to do? What's the next logical step? I mean, you can have more than one, you can have two, but I think so often that's what's missing. Like, I mean, I was talking about this years ago with clients where there were about pages that were coming to me that, you know, were like, okay, here's the story and here's the about, and then they would just dead end there. There was no call to action. There was no next thing to do. So I really think that's like the first simplest thing that everyone can do is go look at your site or have, you know, have a friend who has not maybe seen your site before or someone who can be a little critical and just say like, is it clear what you want people to do? Like, you shouldn't make them wander very long. Like, it should be like site loads and on the site load or just after you begin to scroll, it should be very clear.
Anything else? Big game changers that really improve the experience that somebody has when they come onto our website?
Copy is... Yeah. is really, it's so everything. And it's funny because my brother works for a startup and he actually sent me the deck that they work with. And, you know, the biggest thing I saw the same thing in his deck that I see on websites, which is, are you helping your ideal client see their future success? Because that is really compelling. So copy becomes a little more nuanced and you have to work with it and you have to understand your ideal client and things like that. But you know, when you've reached someone's site, and the copy is not on point because it's either talking all about themselves and like there's some sort of hero that's coming to rescue you and save the day, which just isn't as, energizing. But getting that copy really dialed in on point, making sure you're speaking to people, you're helping them see what's possible for them so that they are compelled to take action. That is, you know, all the pretty... It's funny because I'm like, I am totally a website developer, but all of the pretty website stuff that I can do in the world will not fix bad copy. If it's bad copy, it's bad copy. And frankly, like, I don't let clients get away with bad copy anymore. If I see something, I say something, like, you know, and if I have to write copy into the project, we will write copy into the project. We will work on that stuff, but we can make it pretty, but if it doesn't speak to people's hearts, it's not going to convert.
So for those of you that have been listening to Amplify Your Success for some time, you know, this is my hot button. I'm all about creating a magnetic message when you speak. And this is the other place that I think this is so critical is, do you have a magnetic experience, a magnetic set of words on your website that pull people in? And it's not just like, oh, I don't get it and click away. And I have clients, Brandy, who come into the Amplify Inner Circle or the Mastermind, and they're like, my stuff's not working. Nobody's buying anything. And oftentimes I look at their web presence or I look at their messaging and I'm like, yeah, I don't think anybody hears you. And so I have this saying, like, when you're speaking to everyone, you're talking to no one.
Yep.
And it's, I think that's what you're saying here is, like, do you really know, like, who it is you want to read that website and go, oh my gosh, she's talking to me, or oh my gosh, he's used the words that, like, are in my head right now. Like, how do I take that next step? And that's hard to do. Sometimes if you are brand new, that might be the hardest thing to figure out because you don't have that feedback loop from clients who are experiencing you yet. So how does someone really start to create good copy then to make their digital experience more impactful?
I mean, I think it's starting with, like, understanding what your ideal client wants, what they're feeling, what they're going through, and understanding what success looks like for them. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, what success can you help them create in their life? I feel like those components. So my background, in addition to being a website developer, is I am a story brand trained guide. And I love the story brand framework because I feel like it's an easy starting point for people who don't know where to start with their copy. That I found has, you know, just talking to people about what they want and using the language that they use. So for example, when someone comes to my website, I'm going to talk to them about the fact that they probably want a beautiful, more compelling, better converting website that they love. Now, there's the other things that they probably really like, you know, the deeper wants, but they may not be ready to articulate those yet. So I think it's just like, it's really about having your ideal, like, client in mind, really understanding what they want, how they feel, what success looks like, not just what success in their mind looks like, but what's actually possible for success for them, even beyond, you know, the horizon that they see. And then just being willing to iterate on that, like, understand, I've been in business 7.5 years, and I come back to that all the time because I'm always getting to know my ideal clients better. I'm finding that one little thing that, like, drives them in a different way, or an interesting way that they phrase something that I want to use. So it's not, you know, creating a great message or a great website is not one and done. Like, you don't just build it and then you forget about it and you're good. You are going to evolve in the process. And there are so many beautiful little refinements that you can make if you are just revisiting.
Yeah. So part of what I just heard you say, I want to make sure I got this right, is it's not about getting it perfect out of the gate, that you can kind of look at these things in stages and keep refining as you go.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes your brain needs that too. Like, to be able to think of, I mean, how many people can sit down and think of all of the things at once? Like, it's sometimes nice to, you know, think of what you can think of and then come back with fresh eyes and a fresh brain a few days later, or, you know, talk it through with a friend, or talk it through with an ideal client, you know, I mean, especially if you have someone that you've had a great working relationship with, it's nice to have some fresh perspective on what you're kind of going for.
So I know one of the big mistakes I see a lot of my clients have made, especially ones who are very prolific and multi-talented and have lots of things they want to offer. They tend to do that thing you mentioned earlier, which is they have a lot of different stuff on their website. So let's say someone really does have a lot of different trainings or a lot of different offerings. what's the one thing they might do differently with their web presence to create a better experience for the visitor who's coming to that page for the first time?
So one thing, I mean, the most helpful thing is if there's one first training that someone or first course that someone can take, I think it's really important to highlight that differently than the others. Or maybe it's that not everything shows, which is, I think, fear-inducing for a lot of people. Like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't show all of my stuff. But maybe it's simply as giving people some sort of gateway course or training or something in order to provide the foundation into the work that you do to be able to unlock other pieces.
So think of it like a customer journey kind of thing.
Yeah.
You want them to start in this one place. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, inevitably, they're not going to be able to really absorb. I mean, you have to think, if they're coming to you for the very first time, what is like the best that they can do and the most that they can absorb? Because they can't absorb all the higher level courses and trainings and things like that. It's got to be like, what is that best first step? And it's not that you can't showcase the other things, but I think it's about really, really highlighting like, this is the best. And like, oh yeah, later on, these are the other things we're going to get to. Mm-hmm. But that there is a path, but it's about giving them a clear step one on that path.
Absolutely. I agree. And I think, you know, in my world, this is what I call the unique profit amplifier, really understanding what that initial touch point is that solves a problem, but also illuminates the other challenges and problems that they need you for. And so if you can start to really get clear on what that is, and you build your web presence to communicate that right out of the gate, it's sticky, you know, it pulls people in. It makes people want to stay and explore that and not just click away, I would imagine. I'm not a web expert, but that would be my impression of what would happen.
Yeah. And it often does. It just, clarity, this is just the truth these days. Clarity is everything. Like, when we are looking for solutions to our problems, we want to go to people who have clear solutions to our problems. Not like, oh, you might have a problem and it might be one of these 40 problems and there's one of my courses is going to solve it. No, people want clear first steps. They want clear statements. They want to be able to see themselves. They really want to know what to do and what the journey is going to be.
So as we've been talking, I've been thinking back on this. I don't know, maybe it's a myth or maybe it's a truth. And I'm really curious your point of view on this. I've heard this information over the years that a pretty website is not as important as the content on the website. I have a different feeling about that, but I'm wondering what you would tell a client about their web presence. Is it important for it to have a particular kind of look or kind of a certain navigation style? Does it matter? Where are we at with that these days?
So I think content is as important as design. And that's just from a processing perspective. I mean, there's a reason people love Apple products. And that goes beyond the products. It's like the packaging. It's the experience of opening it and all of those things. Like, there is something inherent in our psychology that we are attracted to well-designed things. But that said, like, I have found this as an entrepreneur. I hired a new business manager recently, and one of the first conversations I had with her was just helping her understand how my brain works, because she produces naturally like more, like longer reports that are all paragraph style in the information. And it's not that the information isn't fantastic. It's wonderful, but I need it broken down for me in a way that I can absorb it. So I need bulleted lists. I need, you know, certain things bolded and called out differently. And I think the same is true of websites, that as good as the content can be, it's got to be presented in a framework that people can actually like absorb. Like, the font needs to be easy for people to read. Like, you can't have a website that's like a black background with red text on it. Like, that's just going to hurt people's eyes. So as good as the content might be great, but it's going to be painful for people to look at. I don't think there's any particular aesthetic that you have to go with. I think that's a very personal thing. Some people will want more bold aesthetics. Some people more, you know, minimalistic. So I think the range is open to, you know, what you need. I've recommended different like navigation bars over the year, but I really do think, I think the, you know, design and placement and making sure that that, you know, the way I kind of describe it is like, you need, it's like the content is like the picture, and you don't want to put it in a really bad frame. That's so unfortunate that people don't even look at the picture. So it's a balance. It's absolutely a balance. And same thing, like you can have a glorious frame, but if the picture inside just isn't doing the job, it's not going to do what you want it to do.
Totally get that. You know, I would imagine that there is a lot of people that are totally overwhelmed by the idea of creating a website or a web presence, this, like we're talking about. How do you make it something that feels more doable for people that get really overwhelmed? Like, how do we boil it down into one really simple thing they could do first?
Yeah, I think the easiest thing to do is, you know, the thing we always do with our clients is we break everything down into steps and phases. Like it's about baby steps. I think the most important thing that you can do even before you start talking to someone is just take the time to write down any of the thoughts that you have on a piece of paper. Like whether it's, I think I need these pages, to I really wish that I had this functionality, whatever it is, just spending a little time kind of getting everything out of your head and onto paper is so helpful. I mean, that's for me, that's often what I'm trying to kind of make happen with the questionnaire I send to people. But I think, you know, just spending a little time with it, I mean, and not allowing yourself to be overwhelmed, just like brain dumping it is really, really a great first step, because then what you can do is work with someone to help actually look through that, piece it apart and say, okay, these are the steps and we're going to walk we're going to walk this path together.
I think having someone that can walk the path with you is so helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that too, where I kind of like, here's kind of what I think I want, but then having it translated into something that has meaning and value is like a lifeline. And I know at different stages of my own evolution, I really needed someone who knew what they were doing to say, Melanie, all that's great, but here's what's going to work, and kind of be that interpreter. And I know you do that for people. If someone's kind of like having that moment right now where they realize, ah, yeah, I really need to give my website a facelift. I really need to do something about this. What's the best way for them to get in contact with you and find out more?
Easiest thing to do is head to our website, alchemyanddame.com. Go to the contact page, fill out the form that comes directly to me. And I really look at all of those submissions from people who are reaching out. And like, I really try to figure out where I can best help them. I will tell you, sometimes it's not me that they need first. Sometimes it's someone else or different support or whatever. Like I'm in this business. Like I've been doing this for 7.5 years because I love helping people succeed. That's what it comes down to. Sometimes I'm the right person. And like, sometimes the thing they legitimately need is the website. Sometimes they need to go get some clients first. Sometimes they just need, you know, a support network of people who are just starting out. I'm really there to kind of help them sort through that chaos and figure out what the next step is. So that's
good. So alchemyandaim.com, fill out the consult. You'll help them figure out what's the appropriate next step. That's great. That makes it super easy. Not a lot of hoops to jump through. Thank you for doing that. Well, you know, this is probably, as listeners, you know, this is the time that I'd love to ask my guest about their big, bold move that's got them where they are today. So Brandy, I'm always really curious, because I know what it takes to have a business. I know what it takes. I'm 20 years in business this year. I've found that there are certain times we have to kind of jumpstart things. And usually it means you've got a bold goal or a bold move you need to make. I'm really curious, what has been the boldest thing you did to get where you are today?
Besides quit my job, which took I had to build a lot of confidence to make that happen. I think the biggest thing was actually dropping being a perfectionist. I was the A student, top, like, you know, like graduating with 4.2 GPAs and things like that. And I really, really always aimed to be not just the best, but perfect. And I had to drop that as an entrepreneur. And it's been, I have to say, it's probably been one of the most rewarding things that I've done, because I feel like I've been able to start more and say yes to things that maybe I didn't quite know how to do and take on new challenges, because I didn't expect to do them perfectly. I expected to do them excellently and to strive even beyond what, you know, perfection might look like. But just dropping that perfectionism was really, I feel like it opened up everything to me.
Oh, so now I'm really curious, like, what's an example of something that opened up for you?
Even just as simple as, you know, being willing to say, I can't do all of the things I want to do with an Alchemy Name. And last year I started Alchemy Name sister company, North Star Sites. And really all I did was take a piece that was within Alchemy and AIM and move it into kind of its own quote unquote company. And I didn't feel like I had a lot set up, which was great, but I didn't have everything set up when I started working with clients within that company. I was kind of like testing and experimenting and refining and having conversations and getting feedback along the way. Most perfectionists don't operate that way, but I was able to actually like really dive in fast and really bring it to life within just a few months because I was willing to take a different approach.
I think there's a sister, if we might call it like a sister pattern to being a perfectionist. And that's, I have to know how everything's going to work before I'm willing to start. Right. So yes. Kind of a different way in that our brain takes, but I see, and I'm so glad you brought this up because it really does require a commitment to be bolder and to take that risk of like, I don't know how it's all going to go. I don't have it all figured out, but I know I have to start so I can figure it out.
Yes.
And if you're resonating with this and you're like, Melanie, Brandy, how do I do that? I want to remind you about a previous episode where I talk about the 80% plan. That is for you recovering. I have to know how it all works before I take action, people. I will link that up in the show notes. So I've got it handy here for you. But Brandy, you know, is there kind of like a mantra or a thought or something that helps you have the confidence to do that when it's time to take a leap?
You know, it's just remembering that the whole kind of point of everything in the world is really evolution and growth. And as an entrepreneur, you will evolve and grow. And just understand that your offerings and anything you put out there into the world will evolve and grow. Like, that is the beauty of the world we live in. And it's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. So that's kind of what I just always hold on to. Like, this is just the natural course of things. It has to grow and evolve to become more refined, more beautiful, serve people better, all of those things.
I agree. Totally. I agree. We are a constant evolution. And if we embrace that, then we can let go of everything having to be perfect. We can let go of, okay, I just spent $10,000 doing a website. What do you mean I need a new website? You know, it's like, yes, we're always going to be evolving our message and how we want to be experienced and, you know, be willing to ride that wave. It's part of who we are, you know, as expertpreneurs and business owners. So thanks, Brandy, for sharing so much great wisdom. Is there any last parting words you want to leave us with today?
No, just really, if you have an idea, just start in some small way today. That's always the biggest thing. Just take one little step, whatever it is, even if it seems outrageous.
And even if it doesn't work the way you think it's going to, yes. It's going to take you someplace you're supposed to be. So true. Thank you so much, Brandy. I appreciate you being here today. And again, if you're sensing it's time to take your web presence, your technology, the way technology is representing you in the world, reach out to Brandy. You can head over to her website, alchemyandaim.com, and book a chat with her. Thanks for tuning in today, Amplifier. Be sure to join us right now in the Amplify Your Authority community at authorityamplifiers.com, and I'll share my 7 proven tips to be a highly paid expert that stands out in a crowded market. Plus, we're going to keep this conversation going, and I want to hear from you how you're going to amplify your authority and make a greater impact. Before you go, please take a minute to give our show and our guests some love over on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe, rate, and review. leave your full name, and I'll spotlight you and your authority on social media.